back there somewhere.
Oh, you over?
So, we, on the, that other side, okay, I just switched sides. On that other side, we have a photo of your grandparents, Minerva and, we don't know his name yet, but you're going to come up with it, Smith. That's on your mother's side. And then we also got a photo of your parents, Clifton and Mary Alice French, with Jackie when she was very young. She looks like she's about 3 or 4 years old.
Yeah, that's about what she was.
They're standing in front of or beside a car.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Okay, so I started tape two here. And we were talking about the important things you learned from your father.
Yeah.
And he taught you a lot about farming and mechanical.
Yeah.
Is he the one that got you interested in going into the Army? How did that?
No, I just got myself interested because the National Guards, where we live, and in Harrisburg, they used to come up and go places. I just see them in the trucks going here, there, and yonder. And by joining the National Guards, we made a little extra money. Back in them days, money was very, very scarce.
Well, so what other things did your dad teach you?
Well, mechanical. Back in them days, they didn't have engines and stuff like that.
Right.
And mechanical, making the parts for a wagon, a disc, or various other farming equipment.
Well, your grandfather was a blacksmith.
Mm-hmm.
Did he get involved in making that equipment?
Yeah, sometimes we'd go and over to, and Grandpa would fix plow blades.
Yeah, okay.
And, he had a place where he could heat, you know, make them hot and soft, and then in doing this, Pop found out Pop knew this too, and I did too. I learned a whole lot about it. And I used to go with my mom over in the horse and buggy. I may drive her over in the T-Mile Fort.
Was your dad around when engines became common?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Do you remember
he could drive a car.
First tractors started showing up? Do you remember all that? Was he involved?
I can remember, tractors, but we never did have a tractor.
You didn't?
We used horses, plows, and stuff like that.
So did your neighbors start getting tractors?
Well, some did, but we never could afford one.
What did you guys think about that?
Oh, we liked it. We really liked it, but it didn't make any difference when you didn't have the money to buy a tractor. And we had horses and stuff to plow the ground and do what we want to with it without any problem.
Didn't need a tractor?
No, we didn't really need it.
So the tractor was for the bigger farms, huh?
Yeah, farms of people had the money to buy them.
I see.
We didn't have the money to buy them. But we got our farm and growed our corn and tobacco and wheat and everything else just as good as the people had tractors.
Okay. What else do you remember about your father?
Well, he was a good person. Everybody liked him just about it. He'd tell you what he thought of anything. He was uneducated, but he knew how to count things.
How far did he get educated? Did he get through high school?
No, he didn't even get through the fourth grade.
He didn't?
No. And Mom didn't either.
Could he read?
Sure, he could read a little bit, but he couldn't read a whole lot.
Okay.
But he had daughters that went to school, and I ain't gonna tell you how far I went to school, it might scare you. I did not graduate through the eighth grade due to the fact that the day I was supposed to take the test, I had to stay home and work.
You did?
I never did get the opportunity to take the eighth grade test to go through the high school if I could. But back in them days, country boys didn't get to go to high school.
So you didn't go to high school?
No, we had to stay at home and work.
Oh, I didn't know
all
that.
Of us.
I had never heard that.
The girls, most of the girls, they got to go to high school.
Okay.
And I think my mother, my wife, not my mother, my wife kind of remember that way back. Down where she lived, most of the girls went to high school, and boys, they didn't get to go to high school. Isn't that right, honey? Yeah.
That was normal.
That was normal. That's standard.
Was that a problem for you when you went into the military, or was that commonplace? That's what normally happened, huh?
Well, I went to the military, but I kind of, as life went on, I educated myself.
You sort of had to be able to read the tech manuals and stuff, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I wasn't too dumb.
Was that hard with an eighth grade education, to get into that technical job? I mean, you had a pretty technical job doing
that. Yeah, but
it
seemed like, from what my dad trained me way back and up, seemed like it just fell in place.
It was very natural.
I ended up being a Master Sergeant of the United States Army into the maintenance field, and I could do about anything. I worked on helicopters, I worked on airplanes, I worked on tanks, I worked on trucks. And anything else I need to work on, I can work on them or show somebody else how to do it.
Okay. Page 40. How did your mother and father meet?
I cannot tell you because I don't have no idea.
Okay. And it asks, how long did they know each other before getting married? And what do you know about their courting and their wedding?
I do not know nothing.
They never talked about it.
Nothing. Okay. Never was ever said.
What was their relationship like?
I don't. Well, they was good. I mean, after they got married.
Were they close? And
yeah, well, they had those little spats once in a while like everybody else. But as a rule, they got along good. They done everything together most of the time.
Uh-huh.
And I think all the girls and boys, we all knew right from wrong as the main thing.
Does your family have any history of a particular illness or disease or genetic problem or addiction that could be passed on from generation to generation? We know one, that asthma and emphysema.
Right? Yeah.
Your father had it?
He had it, but I got mine during the war when I was a prisoner of the Japanese for a long time. I had pneumonia. You mentioned it, I had it.
Was there any history of genetic illnesses like diabetes or high blood pressure?
Not that I know of.
Cholesterol?
Never.
Nothing.
Nobody ever heard of cholesterol.
Yeah.
Back in them days. If you died, you'd have died.
Okay.
So that's the truth. I never did know of anybody dying with a heart attack or dying with any other things like that. And
what did most of the family die of?
From old age. That's the truth. Is that right, Mother?
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Okay. Because there are families, you know, that have diabetes, you know, that have obesity problems, and they get diabetes, and you see it from generation to generation to generation. It's the same thing.
You see it every day.
Yeah. But you didn't see any of that in your family.
No.
Okay. Mm-mm. Does your family have any family myths or traditions? You said someone ran with Jesse James. What was that?
Well, my dad told a story about riding with Jesse James, some of his people. But I never did know who they were.
You never did name them, huh?
Yeah. Now, what he rode with Jesse James, I don't know. But he told a big story about it. Anyway, I don't know, he was just telling us a big story, get us to look and listen.
Do you remember the story?
No, I don't. I don't think I believed it then.
I think he was just making it up, huh?
Yeah, I think he was just telling us a big tale. Oh, he liked to tell children big stories.
He
and
did,
stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, he did, yeah.
Do you have any other myths or traditions that your family had or heard? You know?
Well, I tell you.
Do you do anything special at Christmas time?
No, just always got candies and toys and hickory wagon or something like that. Just about every year at Christmas, us boys got about the same thing, and the girls, they got about the same thing too, which that was all right with us. We were glad to get anything. I mean, way back in them days, there wasn't money to buy stuff for Christmas or anything else. And we get oranges and bananas, and that's about the only time we get them, at Christmas time.
Uh-huh. Did you guys do any decorating or anything like that?
Oh, yes. We put up things and put candles on them, not electric lights. There wasn't no electricity back in them days on the country. In fact, where my mother lived, She didn't get any electricity until World War II started.
Really?
That's right. My oldest brother and a friend of his, they come out of Louisville, out of Cornersville Pike, and hooked up the electric to the house there. And that's where it came from.
That must have been something when they first turned on the electricity.
Well, it was.
How old were you when that happened?
Oh, I wasn't around.
Oh, you weren't around. That was World War II.
That was way later. World War II. I was a guest with the Japanese by that time.
How about that?
Put the light system in there. They even put a bathtub in the house, put in a running water. I paid for all that, though.
You did?
Yeah, that was after World War II that I had water and stuff put in the house.
Did your family do anything for 4th of July or Easter or any of the holidays?
Yeah, Easter, they always had an Easter hunt. And 4th of July, they probably, somebody farted some candles or something off, I don't know. We did. Firecrackers, various other things. We always had to do something, even if it's wrong.
Even if it's wrong. Anything else about family myths or traditions that you want to say?
No, nothing. I think some bad things, but I won't tell you them things.
You can tell bad things. That's okay.
No, I don't want to. I'll leave it lay like it is.
All right. Well, now the next section on page 43 is called Childhood, and it'll go through some of the stories from your childhood. Why don't we take a break for a minute?
Yeah, okay.
All right, so read that to me again. This is on the back of that picture.
There's two sets of information. One is for his grandparents, and the other is for his parents.
Okay.
Okay. I took a picture of it, so we'll have this information.
All right.
But it says, on the very top, Grandma, French's mother, and father. Oh, I guess that's his great-grandparents. D.R. Smith and Minerva J.
Mm-hmm.
D.R. And Dad, you said that's Daniel.
Yeah, what? That's it, Daniel.
Yeah, oh, was that your middle name?
Yeah.
Jerusalem? And they changed it to Jerusalem, but it was supposed to be Daniel?
Oh. Do you think his middle name was Rizlin? D.R.?
No, no.
You don't think so?
The doctor just scooped up.
He put the wrong thing.
Daniel.
Was that supposed to be your middle name?
That's right.
How about that? That was your grandfather's first name. And that was,
yeah.
That was supposed to be your...
Yeah, that's it. And, Danny Murphy?
Yeah.
Danny, that's named from my middle
name. That's where
name.
That came and from. Oh, how about that? And you lost your middle name.
Yeah. I never, ever, Mom, you know, she thought my name was Daniel,
Morgan
middle name.
Daniel French. Yeah.
And they named Daniel Murphy after me.
And it wasn't even your name.
That's right.
Go ahead, Ann, read the rest of that.
Okay, then it says, Dad's parents, Mary Helen Smith and Clifton Rhodes French.
Okay. Clifton Rhodes. All right. Got it. Okay.
Now, Dad gave me that information quite a while back, and I put it there.
Mm-hmm. That's a good habit to get into.
Oh, so D.R. was probably Rhodes.
Yeah.
Daniel Rhodes.
Yeah, that's it. Daniel Rhodes. Now that you mention it, it clicked up there.
Well, that must be a surname, don't you think?
Daniel Rhodes Smith.
Hmm? Rhodes may be a surname going back further.
Probably, yeah. I suppose you're right. Okay, I'm going to pause a second. All right, childhood. When and where were you born? This is page 45. When and where were you born?
I was born in Perryville, Kentucky.
What's your birthday?
August the 21st. 1919.
Okay. What was there anything unusual about your birth?
Yes, I didn't weigh but about 4 pounds.
You were little. Were you premature?
Well, I don't think so. I was just in the normal size. My wife, she was smaller than I was.
What?
Grandma said he was premature, and when the time comes that he's supposed to, and he just laid quiet, didn't do nothing. And when it's time for him to be born, he comes alive and he never has shut his mouth since.
She said that?
Yes, sir, I heard her tell.
You didn't say nothing until you were born, and then you opened your mouth and never shut up.
Well, yeah, that's what she told me. That When I was born, I didn't cry. I didn't do nothing for, gosh, I don't know how long.
The time that he's supposed to have been born.
Oh, I see. Oh. So he was premature and then he was born early.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, on the day that he was supposed to have been born, he woke up.
Yeah.
Oh, how about that?
Yeah, and told me and said, I haven't shut up since.
That's right.
I worked for 20 years talking. Probably longer than that, though, too, Steve.
Oh, yeah. I
worked
a trainer.
25 years in the Army, and most of the time I was talking to people about doing this, doing that, and all like that. After I retired out of the Army, I worked another 20 years telling people how to repair tanks and trucks and airplanes and helicopters and everything else. So, can't you understand why I can talk or did talk?
Oh, yes.
And couldn't help it. My vocal cords and all that just could not stop. And she still puts it up to me.
Yeah.
Said, you can't keep your mouth shut.
I married him, but I was premature too, and Mom said I would fit in a shoebox and a teacup would go on my head.
You both were premature babies.
And the doctor looked at her and said, you'll never raise this baby.
Didn't think you were going to make it?
And I never had no problem. I grew up to be bigger than him.
All right, do you know why you were given your name? And you were named, Morgan, you were named after the guy who owned that property
that you guys
farmed when you were young.
Morgan Arnold.
So your parents must have really liked that man.
Oh, I'm sure, because I don't know how long they lived on that farm and Papa raised the crops and everything. I don't know how long. That house that I was born in Purple is still standing there.
That's the one we drove by and looked at, right?
That's right.
It was a long kind of a shotgun house.
Yeah. Yeah, white house.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's it.
Still
and
sitting there.
I'm at that, on that, I can remember, on that road is a Chaplain River went through there, and our house where we live was almost on the banks of that river, where we live.
Okay.
And I'd sneak out of the house and go around and be sitting up there throwing rocks in the river, and Mom would catch me, and that's when she'd whoop me all the way to the house. And that's when one time she done that, and I run back and grabbed her and bit her on the leg. And that's when my sister grabbed me and run with me.
What was the birth order of your siblings? Who was born first?
Walter French.
What was his middle name? Do you remember?
Walter Clifton.
Oh, he was Clifton too, okay.
Yeah.
And who was next?
Mildred.
Okay. What was her middle name?
Jane.
Mildred Jane. Okay. Who's next?
Mildred, Mill.
Where was May in that?
No, she wasn't. Leona was the next one.
What was her middle name?
I can't remember it.
How come I don't remember Leona?
Well, we called her Oni.
Oh!
As Oni.
I got it.
But Leona was her name.
Oni. Who's next?
Mabel. Mabel Bell.
Okay, got it.
Who was next, honey?
Your brother.
Walter. Oh, we said Walter, though, didn't we?
Uh-huh. He was first.
All right. Edward.
Your brother. Okay. And what's his middle name?
Edward Theodore.
Theodore. Mm-hmm. And that's where Morgan got his middle name.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Then there's another knucklehead named Morgan.
That was you, huh?
French. He didn't have a middle name.
Okay.
Well, you think it was supposed to be Daniel, right?
Then,
one more. Daniel, yeah.
Bunny.
Oh, Bunny, yeah.
Mary Laverne. Mary Laverne.
How'd she get that name?
Now, wait a minute. Jenny had to come in there.
Oh, yeah. Where's Jenny at?
Yeah, Virginia.
Before.
Virginia Ann.
Before you or after you?
No, after me.
After you, before Bunny.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry, Virginia what?
Virginia Ann. A-N-N.
And Mary Laverne was Bunny.
Yeah.
How'd she get the name Bunny?
Beats me. I think we just called her Bunny. Mary Laverne was her name.
When she was young, huh? You just called her Bunny and it stuck with her.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. So Walter was the oldest, then Mildred Jane, Leona,
mm-hmm.
Mabel Bell,
mm-hmm.
Edward Theodore, Morgan, Virginia Ann, and Mary Laverne.
Mm-hmm.
Got it. Okay, that's 46. What stories have you been told about yourself as a baby?
Well, you just hear that I wouldn't do nothing, and all of a sudden I started talking, wouldn't shut up.
Yeah. What about when you're like 1 year old or 2 year old?
Oh, I don't know.
No, nothing. Never heard any stories, huh?
No, okay. Nothing.
What are your earliest memories of your childhood?
Well, I can remember when I go out to, when we lived on the Morgan Arnold farm, and go out and go down and throw rocks in the river, then Mom would catch me and walk me all the way to the house.
And did your brothers and sisters go with you to do that?
Well, I'd sneak out of the house.
And they weren't even with you?
No.
And they wouldn't tell on you or anything, huh?
Well, they wasn't out there. They didn't know I was out
there.
They didn't
know.
I'd sneak out there.
Uh-huh.
Then Mom would catch me and just whoop me all the way to the house.
And you knew you were going to get a whooping.
But I didn't care.
But you did
it anyway. I done
it anyway. Do you consider your childhood happy?
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think it was.
All your memories are good, huh?
Yeah.
What were you like as a child? You were willful, weren't you?
I don't know what you call it. I done everything I could.
Did you ever get in fights and...
I was always
beat up and
I loved
beat
to
up
fight.
When you were
I used to box a whole lot.
Let's see, 48. Describe your home and the neighborhood in which you grew up. How many houses were in your home? I mean, how many rooms were in your home?
Well, we was in several homes. I don't know what home to talk about.
Oh yeah, okay. What's the earliest one you remember?
Where we lived at Parable.
Okay.
That one that I sneak out and throw rocks
at
the river.
Okay.
Yeah.
Did it have like a wood-burning stove inside of it?
Yeah.
I guess that's the one. It didn't have electricity forever.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, it didn't.
And so how did you keep it warm? And
wood or coal?
Did it have a coal furnace?
Oh, yeah, everybody had a wood... a coal stove that didn't have electricity.
Did it have a big kitchen?
Mm-hmm.
You guys all...
fairly good-sized chicken.
Congregate in the kitchen? And
bedrooms.
Uh-huh.
Some had basements, some didn't have basements. And we was pretty warm upstairs. The snow might come in under the shingles and fall down in the house around the windows and stuff.
Which of those houses do you remember as being the one that's the most, the one you lived in the most, and the most that you remember as being your family home? Was it that one on the river there, the white?
No, we lived in a whole lot of homes after that. That was about one of the worst ones we lived in.
Oh.
And we moved from there to a farm they call Leonard Farm. It's a great big house. And I don't know, I think it had about 10 or 12 rooms in it.
Did you guys own that one, or did you
rent it? No, we didn't own it. They were just sharecropping.
Ah, okay.
And
was that provided to you as part of the sharecropping deal, or did you have to pay rent?
No, that's part of it.
Okay.
Yeah, sharecropping. You got everything there. All everything, you didn't have to pay for nothing.
And you just worked.
Not like coal or wood. If you didn't have where you could cut the wood, you had to pay for the coal.
I see.
And you had the wood, you had a barn where you kept your stock, you had a chicken house where you kept your chicken, you had outside, a toilet.
Turkeys.
Turkeys. Chicken yard.
Did you have your own room?
No.
How many of you?
Well, we slept. It'd be about two or three of us in one room.
Okay. And so on the Leonard
your own
farm,
bed, see?
In the Leonard farm, you had a lot of rooms then,
mm-hmm.
so you could.
Yeah.
So was it you and your brother, or your brother, all your brothers, is the boys all together?
No. Well, we two in the bed, and there was more than two of us in the bed.
Okay.
And same with the girls. Only they was in a different room. Uh-huh. And well, it seemed like we all slept upstairs, and Mom and Pop slept downstairs.
They did.
Yeah. And Pop would come to the steps downstairs and holler, "Okay, get it!" When they did, us boys would roll out of bed. And the girls, they just laid there.
They did?
Well, yeah, they laid there until they got ready to get up, most of the time.
Did you go downstairs and have breakfast there as a group?
Went downstairs, got finished getting their clothes on in the wintertime.
Yeah.
Yeah, and had breakfast. Or maybe we went out and milked all the cows before we had breakfast.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Come in, bring the milk, put it in the separator, separate the whey from the cream, and then we had breakfast. After breakfast, we go to the barn, take care of everything, and the horses, the cows, the pigs, everything else. And if we go to school after all that, then we go to school.
How long would it take to milk the cows before breakfast?
Oh, maybe a half hour or so.
Oh, it wasn't really a long time.
No.
It was just get up, get dressed,
but some places we lived one place that we had 22 cows we milked three times a morning. You see, morning and then at night time, just twice. And we had to separate that milk. The cream, and big old cans to put the cream in the whey. After you separate, then you put that in a thing and give it to the hogs.
Oh, you would? Okay.
Yeah, but
what did you do with the cream? Did you put
it
in
the... Well, we took it to town.
You did?
Well, most places, where was that? Last lived, the milk truck would come and pick it up.
So regularly during every day they would come and pick it up?
Every day. Every day. Yeah, you had to get it every day.
Did they put it in the back of the truck? Was it iced or something?
Yeah, it was refrigerated or some way to keep it cool till they, you know, got to town with it.
What'd they do in town with it? Would they sell it?
Well, yeah, they'd take it...
They'd put it in bottles and take it around and...
Well, I don't know what they'd done with it, but they'd take it in there and they'd, put it in a freezer, or I don't know how they done it, but they took it and paid so much a pound for it.
Did the truck driver, did he give you, or not the truck driver, the wagon, whatever, did he give you money right there? Or did
no,
you guys,
no,
you
they had to, one time a month, they paid you.
Oh, I see.
For all the, but he'd get a ticket, how much it was, and how, you know, what they paid and all that, then one time a month they'd pay the farmer. That's the way they did it.
Oh, they would pay the farmer. They wouldn't pay you.
No.
And then
no.
You would get money from the farmer. Did you guys get a regular amount from the farmer?
Well, we was the farmers.
Oh, you were? Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
We was the people.
It wasn't the
cows. We milk them, and their truck come by and pick up the milk. Not just ours, everybody's.
Were they your cows, or were they...
No, it was our cows.
Okay.
Yeah. And... Well, that's just the way the farm runs.
So your sharecropping was, working the land was the other person's land.
Yeah.
It was like Morgan Arnold's land.
Mm-hmm.
But the cows were yours and the chickens were yours?
No, they normally was half and half.
Ah, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And we'd milk the cows and we'd get half of whatever the milk brought.
See? I see.
And the same way with other things like that. Sharecropping, you raise corn, you raise tobacco, you raise everything. And you didn't get half of it, but you would get a percentage of it.
I see. It was part of the deal when you took
yeah,
that job.
That's right, yeah.
Were you on that job for like a year or something? Were you signed on? Did you sign
well,
a
I don't
contract
know.
Or something?
Well, yeah, so long. Maybe 3 years, maybe 5 years, or uh-huh. whatever it is.
So you got to stay there in that house?
Yeah, the whole
and had
family,
some
everybody, yeah.
For a period of years,
yeah.
Which was really nice.
At the end of your contract, if you're dissatisfied, you go somewhere else and find another farm and make another contract with somebody else.
Was that hard to do? Was there a lot of open contracts?
Yeah, farmers that owned the farms, they really had a hard time of getting people to work their farm and raise their crops. And it might be a man, his wife, and two children, and they may have a 500-acre farm, and they got to get somebody to share a crop at. They come in there and work it, plow it, and everything's to be done.
Did you get a lot of migrants doing that, or blacks?
No, not. No, we never did. Before we was that, we never had any problems.
You didn't see that, huh?
You see, we lived in Leonard's farm, another farm, I don't know who that was. We moved out of there. Well, Parable was at Parable first. Then we come and went down Salt River and Nichols Farm. Then we another farm. I tell you, it's much. I can't visualize how many times we did really move over a period of years.
Yeah, but it was enough to. It was a lot.
That was a whole lot. Yeah.
From farm to farm. Yeah.
And my mother and father, they never owned a farm.
They never did.
Until me and my brother bought the farm on Cornsville.
Really?
Spike.
Oh.
And then when we went to World War II, we made the will after them, and that was the only place in all their married life that they ever owned anything like that.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, your comment?
Well, the money that all of us got the cream, with all the money they had to put for coffee and sugar and black pepper.
Oh, cream was your main money source.
Yeah.
That's right.
Oh.
Yeah.
Did you
get eggs from the chickens and stuff?
Yeah, we had eggs, we sold eggs, turkeys, we raised turkeys, sold turkeys every Thanksgiving.
But cream was the number one money maker.
Well, that was...
Because it was every day, wasn't it?
Yeah.
But in the winter we had all the canned stuff that our mothers put up, canned. And we had canned stuff all in.
Did your mom can?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And your sisters?
Everything.
Did you ever do that? Did you ever do that work, canning?
Who, me?
Uh-huh.
No, not me.
Oh, I just wondered. The
boys or men, they didn't do that.
You were out working in the fields. And
doing something else. I was probably out there picking and bringing it in.
Describe your family's economic conditions and the other factors that affected your lifestyle. Were you poor?
Yes, we was very poor, and
were
that's
you poor,
why.
More poor than other people around there, or
well,
was everyone?
We was
same,
all poor.
Everyone's in the same boat.
That's right. For years and years there, in the 1930s, everybody was poor. That's when the whole country almost went bankrupt. Now, what caused it? I don't have no idea.
Did you ever have problems with food, finding food, or clothes?
We raised our food. And our clothes, yes, we had problems. We wear our clothes out, and then patch them up and sew them and all like that.
And keep going, huh?
Oh, yes, we'd always go. In wintertime, you wore boots, heavy underwear, and outer clothes. But your mother or whoever, they patched them up and kept your skin under or something.
So you never got really cold, you never froze?
No, not real cold, no. We go to the cornfield, take a horse, put a rope around a shock of corn, haul it out so the cattle would have something to eat in the wintertime when everything was covered up with snow.
Do you ever remember times when the economic conditions were really, really bad? Do you ever have
Just about all my teen years was terrible.
It was like that, huh?
Yeah.
Do you remember your parents sitting around worrying about where they're going?
They never worried about it.
They didn't. Okay.
They always managed to feed us kids.
Well, the farmers ain't good. Farm people ain't good.
Yeah, the farmers, Pop, the people, they always paid him at least $1 a day. And that $1 a day back in them days was a lot of money.
You had plenty of money for salt and sugar and
coffee.
Yeah. And all
that's
the,
where you
all
paid
the
that's where you
table,
sold your
flour.
Milk, your eggs. And yeah, chickens you may have sold, the turkeys you sold. Every year you raise the turkeys just to sell them.
Right, okay.
That's for Thanksgiving and Christmas. And a lot of times they sell the turkeys and then that's when we get our winter clothes.
Right, so on 49, tell about your brothers and sisters as well as step-siblings and your relationships with each of them when you were little. Brothers and sisters, you had a lot of
brothers. We had six sisters and two brothers. We all got along good that I know of. I never ever had any problems. They didn't have no problem with me, I don't think. Or maybe they did and I didn't know it.
Which one was the first one to leave home?
Which one was the...
Was that Walter?
No, I think it was Mildred.
Okay.
Mildred Jane.
Where'd she go?
She went to Louisville.
She get married or something? Or
yeah.
She got married and moved to Louisville, huh?
Mm-hmm. Well, she married after. She went to Louisville, then she married.
Well, what'd she do in Louisville? Was she going to school or something?
No, she was going to the dry cleaning business with her husband.
Oh, so she moved?
Arthur Wise was her husband.
Arthur Wise, right.
Now, your nephew named Junior Wise Arthur. Arthur Junior Wise, or however you want to put that. And he's in real bad health.
Who was the last one to leave home?
Was Bunny, I guess.
The youngest, huh?
Yeah, Bunny was. Mm-hmm. Well, I never have left yet. I'm still around.
That's right. You sure are.
No, I didn't leave home until everybody was gone.
Wait, so what other things do you remember about your brothers and sisters? Which one of them do you remember the best? Or you have stories?
Well, Bunny, she was the meanest one of the whole bunch.
She was.
I remember her real well. Maeve, she was a hard-working person. Leona, she worked hard, too. My brother, Walter, he was a hard worker. He worked on a farm until they got grown, and he went to Louisville. He worked in the hospital, met his wife, they got married, and later on he went to work at Louisville Gas and Electric Company.
Right.
And right. He worked there till he died. And he got electrocuted by lightning that knocked him off a pole and almost killed him.
So, do you have any stories you'd like to tell of any of your brothers and sisters? Things you vividly remember when they were younger?
Well, my Edwards, he was always, he liked to raise game chickens.
He did?
Yeah. And he sold the roosters to people that would fight game chickens.
He was in that, huh?
But he didn't fight them.
Oh.
He just sold the roosters to people that did fight them.
Was there a fighting like, was that game?
Yeah.
Fighting
game,
right around
yeah,
there?
Yeah, game chickens, game roosters.
Yeah. Wow.
And, well, he was pretty, he was a good carpenter. He was a mechanic. And, he was a farmer too. I mean, we all worked together, me and my brother, me and Dor and Pop. We worked on farms. When we lived on the Cornishville Pike where we lived, we farmed everybody's farm in the whole country around there.
You did?
Yeah. We made more money there doing that than working sharecropping and all these other big farms that my dad worked at. It took you a long time to learn, but...
Did you put a lot of hours in when you did that?
Oh,
was
yeah.
Was it like six in the morning till dark? Or
yeah.
Yeah,
absolutely.
You worked during the main season. What about winter? Winter was...
No, we never
didn't do much in the winter, huh?
Well, wintertime, places where we raised tobacco, we had to go in and strip the tobacco and take a leaf off the stalk and put it in a hand, they call it. And then we take it to the market and the sale. Then the farmer, where we was doing this for them, then we get our share of the money or whatever it was.
That was a winter work then?
Yeah.
So they were, they would take the tobacco and hang it in there and it would dry?
Well, we'd take it to the market. Yeah, we'd put it in the barn.
And then in the wintertime?
It would dry out and then we'd what you call strip it. We had about 5 grades of tobacco. at different places on the stalk, it had different tobacco. And
how long did it take to do that? Did it take all winter to go through, to go from barn to barn to barn and do that?
Well, we didn't have that many barns. One barn would hold all of it.
It would.
Yeah, big barn. And well, it take quite a while. You'd get finished before Christmas. Because everybody wants to sell the tobacco so they'd have money for Christmas.
I see. So you work like crazy, you get it all done.
Yeah.
Early in the fall and in the winter.
With me and Pop and Dora, and sometime May would help strip, or somebody else, some other woman would come in to help strip.
Okay.
And that's the way it was.
Okay, so on page 51, did you go to nursery school or kindergarten?
No.
All right, describe your first elementary school.
First elementary school. Now, at the elementary school, it was made on a river up the bank. It's called Mud Meeting School. Mud Meeting School. That was the first school I ever went to.
Was that its official name?
Yeah.
Oh.
That's it.
What did that mean?
Being just an old school out there in the country. The people that made it or built it or something, back in them days, the county, they didn't support it. The people around supported it. And then they would hire a person that was a teacher for maybe 15 or 20 students or less. And that one teacher would teach all of us reading, writing, arithmetic. And that's it.
What was the school like, that first elementary school? Was it like just one small room and one building?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Who built that? Was that built by
the farmers? The farmers around the country, they built it.
And then hired the school teacher to come in to teach their kids?
Yes.
Where did the school teacher live?
Oh, it's hard telling where they'd live.
But they would come there every morning, same as you.
Ride a horse in, or they come in some way.
Did you guys walk in there or ride a horse in?
We walked. Most of us. Some of them rode a horse. I mean, it's far enough away.
Right.
They'd ride the horse in and hook them to a tree or something. And they'd bring food for them or a little water or something.
Where'd the school books come from?
School books? We got them in the school.
They were there?
Yes. What we learned, like reading, arithmetic, and spelling, and that was it.
Yeah, okay.
And
what memories do you have about getting to and from school?
Well,
what time did you have to go to school?
We had to get there about 7 o'clock.
Was it usually right at sunrise?
Well, somewhere in that neighborhood.
So you'd probably get up and leave before it was...
Sometime we walked 3 miles to school, and sometime it'd be snow on the ground, it'd be raining, and we'd go to school anyway. Then they were... But when it's really, really bad, they might put a cover over the wagon and then the drivers to school in the wagon.
Would they? Okay.
Yeah.
So if it was raining out, would you cover yourself up with?
Well, we would if we could.
Otherwise, you just get on.
Huh. We'd cover the wagon, put a cover over it, and away we go.
Okay. What time did school let out?
Well, about 3 o'clock, 4 or something like that.
And then you'd go from school home, or did you go from school right to work?
Home. Go home. Oh, you when you got out of school, it was about time for everything to be out.
Oh, really?
Back in them days.
Okay.
And as the years went on, the schools got better. Schools got bigger. We had better books. And we was dressed a little better. And as the time went along, okay. And in Shakertown, Kentucky, I went to school there. I was supposed to graduate out of the 8th grade, but something come up. I had work the day I was supposed to take the test, and I never did graduate from the 8th grade.
Never did at all?
Never did. But in the Army, I got in the Army, and I educated myself.
Let's see, it says, when you got home from school each day, what was there to greet you? Who was there to greet you? And what was the first thing you usually did after school?
We had chores that we had to do when we get home from school. It's like milking the cows or feeding something, or it could be anything.
So you had chores? You had chores. Had
to, yeah.
When did you do your homework? Did you have homework?
We do our homework after dark.
Okay. To a candle or a...
Or a lamp. Yeah, or something like that.
Okay. Mom, you have some pictures you were pointing at?
This is...
Turn around there, Dad.
Morgan's daddy's mother. What was her first name, Daddy? Betty.
Mary Alice.
Grandpa French, Clifton Roland French.
Rhodes or Roland?
Yeah, that was Betty. Betty, Aunt Betty. I didn't call her Aunt Betty, I called her Grandma.
Yeah, but she had your daddy and another
Aunt Cordy.
Son.
Aunt Cordy.
And she had another son, didn't she?
Yeah, Buster.
Okay, and she never got married?
No.
So that's why I don't know who the daddies were.
And did you get a picture of her?
And we went to Bunny's one time, and they lived there in Lexington, and they had three stories to that big old house, and then the fourth one was the attic. And we went, Bunny took us up there, and she said she got all the pictures of Grandma French's and put them there, and people were getting what they wanted from her. She told me to take what we wanted. So I got that one and this one and this one and the one upstairs with the mustache.
Okay.
I got all four of them, and that's how come we ended up with these pictures.
I see.
That one upstairs with the mustache, we never have figured out who he is.
We don't know him.
And these two here, but this one looks exactly like Walter Lewis. You don't know who this is. I should have asked Leo before she died. She might have been able to tell me.
Take it all the way. Yeah.
Now, don't this look like Walter Lewis?
It does.
Exactly.
Sure does.
So we don't know who these two are.
Oh, boy, I wish we could find out.
Now, these old frames, this one here looked exactly like it until we had redone, and we had hold that. We had this redone then. And the picture behind it is done in charcoal. They told me not to destroy it. It's an antique. And we had this all redone.
Okay.
And the guy took this frame and did it, and he kept it almost 2 years, but he charged me $35 for redoing it.
Okay,
and we had the picture redone.
Let's get some, Ann, if you wouldn't mind, go ahead and get some photos of these, and we're going to keep going here.
Okay.
All right, thanks. That's good. That's good. 52. When you got home, yeah, when you got home from school, you had a lot of chores to do.
Yeah, chores to do.
Uh-huh.
It's hard telling what it'd be, but it seemed like we always had a couple of cows to milk.
Okay.